And you'll learn more about that as the show unfolds. About a week ago, actually a little more than a week ago, over the past couple of months, this left-wing liberal Marxist wench calling herself Gallen, who's probably like an ugly old hag, has been, more probably than not, an issue. She has been promoting the fact that radio host and TV personality Sean Hannity has been nailing Barack Obama to the wall over his affiliation with a black reverend or a pastor from some church out in the Chicago area, the Reverend Wright. Apparently, Reverend Wright has said some pretty interesting things about the United States of America. I believe he referred to it as the U.S. of KKKA. He says other things, certainly, that we've seen on TV. He was referred to not God bless America, but instead he cursed America. You know, God doesn't say him, is what he said, America. So, this guy has provided a lot of fodder for Sean Hannity and his neocon guilt to go after Barack Obama. And this probable Jew named Ellen at newsnow.us has just been banging away week after week, article after article, bemoaning the fact that Sean Hannity, at some point in his life, was buddy-buddy with yours truly now. So I've been kind of watching this situation unfold, and during my show last week, a caller called me and said, hey, Hal, you know that Hannity Colt is on Fox News Channel right now, and they have this guy named Zoran Shabazz from the new Black Panther Party, and Shabazz has been mentioning your name during the Hannity and Colts program. So I said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, you know, after I heard guys from the new Black Panther Party complain about you, I knew you must be the kind of guy that I wanted to listen to, so I went to my computer and tuned in. So we got a whole bunch of new listeners as a result of the link to Shabazz promoting Hal Turner, or rather, the crying Hal Turner, on the Hannity and Colts program on Fox News Channel. What was really interesting and a bit dangerous, I managed to obtain audio of that portion of Hannity's report. And I got to tell you, it looked like Sean Hannity was hit in the face with a baseball bat. As soon as Malik Zubushkan mentioned Hal Turner, how it went, I'm not going to play it, but how it went. He says, Sean Hannity says something to the effect of, shouldn't Barack Obama be held to account for his affiliation, his association with this Reverend Wright? And Malik Zubushkan, and I got to compliment this guy, he used this as a softball question. Because he responded saying, well, Sean, are you to be judged by your past association and affiliation with Hal Turner? And as soon as the words Hal Turner came out of his mouth, Sean Hannity's knee-jerk reaction was, I don't know anybody by that name. And he stopped himself. And in the meantime, Malik Zubushkan is saying, Hal Turner's a neo-Nazi! Hal Turner's a red! Hal Turner! Hal Turner! I've mentioned my name half those times. So Sean Hannity tries to talk over him. He says, oh, you're talking about some guy that was banned from my radio show 10 years ago and who ran a Senate campaign in New Jersey. Well, Sean was panicking at that point. You could see it in his face. And Malik Zubushkan, again to his credit, realized that Sean was panicking, and he talked directly to the audience. He said, see, this guy does not want you to know the truth. So I talked to some of my friends about this little brouhaha on Hannity. And I asked them, should I formally disclose, what my friendship was and, you know, how it evolved? And what do you think the impact might be on Sean Hannity? Well, my friends, who are never worse than, you know, full punchers, they said, look, Hal, the relationship that you had with Sean Hannity ended many, many years ago, which is true. And at the time that you were friends with him, you really weren't a, you know, pro-white, racist, neo-Nazi, bigot, hate-monger, homophobe, and, you know, all the other things that they do. But since Sean Hannity is basically an ass-kisser, failure. He sucks up to the filthy Jews. He sucks up to the terrorist state of Israel. Might not it be a good thing to reveal to the public whatever the truth was about your relationship with Schwarzenegger? You know what? Schwarzenegger is a suck up to the Jews. And he is a suck up to the Bush regime. And he is a, you know, a cheerleader for this illegal, unnecessary war in Iraq. And so, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to answer. I'm going to publish on my website a disclosure about my relationship with Jews. And I did so. I believe I put it up there, I think on Saturday or Sunday. And you got to understand, folks, that, you know, this is, what, March 26th, 2008, as you were listening to me speak now. And I am trying to recall these facts, which are at minimum 8, 10, 12 years old. And my friendship at the time with Schwarzenegger was not a major part of my life. I've met Rush Limbaugh on a number of occasions. I spoke to Bob Grant privately on a number of occasions. You know, I'm not starstruck by these people. We're just guys that get together and talk in the past. And so my recollection of the dates and the timeline was fuzzy. Well, because, as I said earlier, it's, you know, at least 8, some of it 10, and some of it 12 old. And so when I divulge the relationship that I had with Schwarzenegger, some of the dates, some of the years that I mentioned were inaccurate. For instance, when I talked about in 1993, when my wife got pregnant, and said about a month later, Sean reported that he and his wife were expecting, well, that was really inaccurate, because as was pointed out by a WABC program director, Phil Royce, Sean Hannity's wife didn't give birth until, like, I don't know, 1996 or 97. And I realized that, thinking about it, how I came to this one-month separation, it wasn't in the pregnancy of our wives. Sean and I are 1 month apart in our birthday. But I confused the two. So, no, it was not 1993 that my wife got pregnant and Sean's wife then got pregnant. The 1 month between them was our birthday. Now, Sean's wife did get pregnant several years later, but off the air, the conversations that we had were those of, you know, what an expected father, you know, thinks about, worries about, and concerned about. And so, I guess the whole point I'm trying to make about this thing is shorthand, is that everything I explained to you, as far as him talking with me off the air, him giving me the backdoor callism to WABC, which, incidentally, for those of you who might be interested, is 212-613-3850. And that's not only a backdoor number for, you know, Schwarzenegger, it's also a good question for, you know, who you can probably have to change